Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In today's message, we will be discussing the topic of submitting to authority while not contradicting the will of God. We will be looking at the statement of Jesus in Matthew chapter 22 verse 21, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what's God's," and exploring the importance of balancing our duty to obey authority with our duty to obey and serve God. Join us as we reflect on this important topic. Who should we submit to? Our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 22 verse 15 to 22.
Matthew chapter 22 verse 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, "You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax." They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then he said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." Verse 22, when they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away.
Today, we shall be looking at the subject of submitting to authority and fulfilling the will of God. We are going to see how these relate, the contradictions and what to do whenever we are faced with tough decisions to make. As we read from our Bible text in Matthew chapter 22 verses 15 to 22, the Pharisees and Herodians, two groups who were normally bitter enemies, united against Jesus in an attempt to trap him. Because Jesus exposed their hypocrisy, the Pharisees disliked him. Jesus was a threat to the Herodians as well. Then both groups came up with a tax inquiry intended to put Jesus into trouble as they have been looking for ways to catch him. They asked him whether it's good to pay tax to the Roman government or not, knowing that whatever answer he gives, they would use it against him. A yes or a no will get him into trouble. If the answer is yes, the public would view him negatively that he is supporting Rome. A negative response might result in civil penalties as well as charges of treason and insurrection against Rome. In their minds, the Pharisees and Herodians had the ideal question to catch Jesus off guard. But Jesus provided a clever response, once more revealing their self-interest and ulterior purposes. According to Jesus, the coin featuring the Caesar's image should be given to him, and everything that belongs to God should be given to God. This response of Jesus amazed them and could not do anything to him. God owns our lives since our lives bear his image, and so we must also live to his glory even while obeying authorities. As followers of Christ, we have dual citizenship in the nation and in the kingdom of heaven. We are called to be obedient and committed to God. We must remember that our actions should be guided by our primary allegiance to him. However, the question remains, who do we submit to? As Romans chapter 13 verse 1 says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." We must submit to the governing authorities, but not at the expense of our obedience to God. It's important to remember that our ultimate loyalty is to God, and as we submit to our earthly authorities, we must do so with the understanding that it is ultimately for His glory. The story of Martin Luther King Jr. exemplifies submission to authority while not contradicting the will of God. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister and activist who became the most visible spokesperson and leader in the civil rights movement from 1954 until his assassination in 1968. During the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr. advocated for the end of segregation and discrimination against African Americans through nonviolent civil disobedience. He led many peaceful protests, including the famous March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963, where he delivered his famous, "I Have a Dream," speech. Despite facing opposition and persecution from both the government and society at large, Martin Luther King Jr. remained committed to nonviolence and peaceful protest. He believed that it was his duty as a Christian to stand up for what is right and to work towards justice and equality for all people, regardless of their race. While he submitted to the authority of the government, he did not contradict the will of God. Instead, he followed the principle of Romans chapter 13 verse 1, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." He understood that the government is ordained by God, and as such, it is the duty of citizens to obey the government, but he also believed that the government is accountable to God and that when the government oppresses the people, it is the duty of citizens to speak out and work for change. We are called to obey and submit to the governing authorities. However, this does not mean that we should compromise our faith or the will of God. The statement of Jesus in Matthew chapter 22 verse 21, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what's God's," is a reminder that we have dual citizenship, both in the nation and in the kingdom of heaven. We have obligation to submit to authorities, support the government and obey the laws, but our primary obedience and commitment is to God. Our actions must balance our duty to obey authority with our duty to obey and serve God. You must not compromise your faith or the will of God for the sake of obedience to authority. Instead, always be guided by the principles of love, justice and righteousness. As you go today, ask yourself these questions. In what areas of my life do I struggle to balance my duty to obey authority with my duty to obey and serve God? How can I better align my actions and decisions with the principles of love, justice and righteousness? How can I better pray for guidance in these matters? With humility, take a moment to pray and ask God for wisdom and discernment as you navigate the complexities of submitting to authority while remaining faithful to Him. Pray for the courage to speak out against injustice and to work for change when the government oppresses the people. Request for humility and the ability to submit to authority when it aligns with God's will. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today recognizing that submitting to authority can be a difficult task. We ask for your guidance and wisdom in navigating the complexities of obeying both man and you. Give us the courage to speak out against injustice and to work for change when the government oppresses the people. And give us the humility to submit to authority when it aligns with your will. We pray for your guidance and protection as we strive to balance our duty to obey authority with our duty to obey and serve you. Bless us today and grant us the desires of our hearts in Jesus' mighty name, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 22, chapter 23 and chapter 24. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.